This is Greg Corumbus of Radio America reporting for WorldNet Daily. My guest at this time is retired U.S. Navy Captain Chuck Nash, who's also a Fox News military analyst. We want to get his thoughts on news that Russia, starting next week, will begin fueling Iran's nuclear reactor at Bashir. We are also hearing some reports from the likes of National Security Advisor General James Jones that there is a slight possibility President Obama would meet face-to-face with Iranian President Mahmoud Ahmadinejad if the conditions were right. And, Captain, it's always great to have you with us.
Nice to be back with you, Greg.
Well, let's start with the more certain news, and that's that Russia is planning to go forward with fueling the Iranian nuclear reactor despite U.S. opposition. How important is this step in Iran's nuclear process?
It's absolutely huge, because now they will be able to literally produce critical components along the way, as well as expand their knowledge base on their whole ability for not only the fuel cycle, but to create an industry inside the country where nuclear engineers can be trained.
In terms of what this tells us about where they are in their process, how long would it be before, if they do have weapons intentions, which most of the world believes they do, would it take for them to get to that point?
I think they could get there very rapidly, because once you have partially enriched fuel, it's very shortly thereafter that you can get to weapons-grade enrichment. So if it takes you X amount of time to get to, say, 20% enrichment, it takes you a fraction of that time to continue on up into increasing levels until you get to weapons-grade. So the process shortens dramatically.
The U.S. Protest of this step obviously hasn't been very effective since the Russians are going forward, but how strong has the effort been? How much of a priority have we made it to try and convince Russia not to do this?
I think we've lobbied them very, very hard, because we realize that once you start doing that, it's not just U.S. interests, it's also the interests of the country in the region. And once the other countries in the region see not just the Iranians, but go back thousands of years, once they see their longstanding enemy, the Persians, getting at nuclear programs, they then are going to shift to that mode. And then you get a proliferation of clandestine nuclear programs in the region, or open nuclear programs in the region, and then all bets are off.
Is this all about the money for the Russians, or do they have other reasons for not really listening to our concerns about this?
Oh, I think it's a mix. It's definitely the money. Follow the money on this one. But it's also a way of leveraging against U.S. power in the Middle East and Southwest Asia. The Russians have become a lot more interested in what is going on in the Middle East as of late, especially with Syria. It used to be the Russians were very active in the Mediterranean. Then they went away for a while when the Soviet Union collapsed. And now they're starting to flex their muscles and get back out onto the world stage, including flying bomber patrols again off the United States.
Do they not fear an Iranian nuclear weapons program, given their own trouble with radical Islamists in Chechnya and so forth?
You know, I'll tell you, that is a terrific question, Greg. And if they don't fear that, they better drink some coffee and sober up, because that's precisely the problem, which is the Iranian IRGC and their clandestine service allowing weapons to proliferate to these terrorist groups. And once you cross that membrane, if you will, to where you have a state sponsor of terrorism like Iran, which is the largest state sponsor of terrorism on the planet, once you have them working with these groups, and the old adage of, well, they're Shia and some of these other groups are Sunni and they don't talk, we should have disabused ourselves of that fallacy a long time ago.
We're talking with retired U.S. Navy Captain Chuck Nash. He's a Fox News military analyst. And, Captain, I'm sure you saw the report earlier this week quoting the National Security Advisor, General Jones, suggesting it was a possibility, although a very slim possibility, that in order to try and derail this Iranian nuclear program at the 11th hour, the president might be willing to meet with President Ahmadinejad, providing they could talk about the nuclear program. They might request the release of the three hikers as a precondition. What do you make of that? Should we give any credibility to that at all?
I hope not, because the Iranians have been manipulating United States policy for years and years and years. it's not just the Obama administration that has, made a mess of this. It goes back several administrations. We have never learned how to effectively deal with the Iranians. And were we to entertain a meeting between the President of the United States and Ahmadinejad, and then, first off, we ratchet up the, we go to all these pains to ratchet up sanctions, and then we turn around and we say, well, maybe we're being too hard on the Iranian people, and well, maybe we need to talk to them about the nuclear program. And they're playing us like a yo-yo. This is getting absolutely absurd. So, no, he should not meet with them, and in fact, any potential mention of that should be stifled.
Captain, and you mentioned before when we talked about the fueling of the nuclear reactor that the clock is ticking very close to midnight here. So diplomatically speaking, is there a weapon that we might be able to use here that would be extremely effective? Or at this point, are we all kind of slowly turning our eyes to see what Israel's going to do?
I think it's the latter. And I think that the last couple of grains are in the top of the hourglass, and they're headed toward the bottom of the hourglass. And it's unfortunate because once upon a time, there were a lot of options that worked, but a lot of those options required time to take effect. I think we're pretty much running out of time. We did it to ourselves. The Iranians didn't do it. We were dumb enough to let this happen, and now we're going to be faced with two grains of sand. And whichever one falls last is the one we'll do, but whether it's a military strike or whether it's just acquiescing and learning to live with a bunch of whacked-out mullahs with nuclear weapons in the volatile Southwest Asian Persian Gulf region, both of those are just really bad choices, and we did it to ourselves.
As you mentioned, not a good solution either way. Captain, as always, though, thanks very much for your time today.
Pleasure, Greg.
Retired U.S. Navy Captain Chuck Nash. He's a Fox News military analyst. I'm Greg Corumbus of Radio America reporting for WorldNet Daily.